Hi, everybody. Joe Wells here. Welcome back to AnnouncerJoe.com. First of all, I want to say thank you for all the great feedback for episode number one. Remember, this show is just for you, our Chicagoland auto racing fans, so make sure you get the feedback in. We'll do everything we can for you to make the show fit and make it better for you all season long. Right now, show two, ready to go. So, hey, no further ado, let's go racing. The 29th Annual Spring Classic presented by Chicago International Trucks and Yellow Book was a big event for the weekend at Rockford Speedway. Steve Rubick of Cherry Valley, Illinois captured the checkered flag for the big 150-lap feature event with Nate Haslew, Jeremy Leapak, Brian Johnson, and Dave Feeler running on the top five. Dave Feeler made his debut with the Maynard Motorsports for this event. The B-Main was won by Jeff Holmgren Jr. of East Troy, Wisconsin. Fast time was set by DeForest, Wisconsin's Andrew Morrissey. Mike Byer went wire-to-wire to win the Big 8 Series Limited Late Model Season Opener on Saturday night. The McKesney Park native had to hold off a hard-charging Jeremy Miller throughout much of the event. Miller held on for second with Chad Stevens, Jerry Roscoe, and Bob Wilberg pulling out the rest of the top five. Kyle Bicknick, Nick Schutkes, and Brett McCoy all took home heat race victories. Five-time track champion Ricky Bilderback set the fast time in the division, but had to put it on the trailer early as a broken trailing arm ended his day on lap 16. Lyle Nowak grabbed his first career Mid-American feature win in the 50-lap event on Saturday. Nowak and Scott Nall made it an early two-car battle, with Nowak grabbing lead on lap 12, and he never looked back from then on. Johnson, Urcha, and Nall then fought for the second spot, with Sinurcha eventually taking the slot away. So your top five were Nowak, Sinurcha, and Nall, with George Schultz in fourth and Ron Wire in fifth. Clifford Eddie, Dave Obermeyer, and Bobby Goodneck all grabbed heat race wins in the division. Bill Breitzel set the fast time with a 14.256 second lap. The Mid-American Sportsman Series continues at Grundy County Speedway on May 29th. From Mottville, already in its second week of the season, 27 cars made the field on Saturday night. Sports Stock saw Paul Scott pick up the win, with Chuck Hall coming in second with a 12-lap feature. Go-kart heat winners were Mike Zare and Lily Thomas. Zare also grabbed the 15-lap feature with Elton Thomas, Jacob Hamilton, Jeff Hamilton, and Preston Craw round out the top five. MTC Division 1 Series saw Jerry Belair grab the checkered flag of the Nash, and Scott Hageman took the honors in the heat race. The 12-lap feature gave Belair his second flag of the night, with Hageman in second. Vicky Belair took third, with Levi Ferris Jr. running out the field in fourth. In MTC Division 2, Brian Personette won the pursuit race. Craig Fraze won the Dash. Heat number one belonged to Zach Heiser, with Heat 2 going to Arthur Brazy. The 15-lap feature was Zach Heiser, John Miller, Craig Fraze, Tom Davies Sr., and Arthur Brazy. Mottville continues with week number three of the season on Saturday night. Races start at 6. It's still preseason at most tracks, so that's all the results we have for now. Time for a quick timeout. We'll take a quick pit stop and come right back. Introduce you to Gail Camp from Camp Motor Speedway in Bothell, Indiana. So stick around on AnnouncerJoe.com. Time to say thank you to quite a few people here on AnnouncerJoe.com. Once again, I'm Joe Wells. Thanks a lot, guys, for all the results and all the information from this week. I appreciate especially all the feedback we got from the racers and individuals. A couple guys volunteered to be on the show later on, so I appreciate that. We'll take advantage of that later on and get you on the air, get you some publicity for your programs. But I appreciate the feedback. We're going to be able to get some shows together here and see what more of what you want to hear, more of what you want to do, and make the show make sure it fits for you, the racing fans. But a couple special thanks go out today. First of all, for a couple of people helping out, you see my marketing partners on the front page. There's a few of us in the business of promoting local motorsports. Now, for me right now, it's more like a hobby. But we're all teaming up and helping each other out the best we can, as we all have our special fortes and special areas we work in. And we're helping move the entire sport together and the promotion together by working together. First of all, I want to say special thanks to Diva Risch of RaceStarPublications.com. I've known Diva for quite some time. Matter of fact, her husband and I raced street stocks together at South Lake Speedway a long time ago. Diva started up RaceStar Publications to help promote local drivers. A great effort to promote local motorsports and local drivers on RaceStarPublications.com. It's got the picture classifieds available to you right there. Also, lots of press releases and promotional material for stock car drivers around the area and different racing factors. So just check it out when you get a chance, RaceStarPublications.com. Once again, thanks a lot, Diva, for helping promote the program here on AnnouncerJoe.com. And special thanks to Steve Bechtel from ShortTrackNews.com. Steve's been instrumental behind getting some Moving Forces program going right now, as I'm allowed to post on the program there. You see how active I am, one of the most active places I am posting on the forum board on ShortTrackNews.com. I check my stats, and of course, a majority of my people that from the show come from ShortTrackNews.com, so I appreciate it, guys. And also, besides ShortTrackNews.com, Steve Bechtel also involved with RaceDriverCards.com. Big effort to promote the local auto racing with those, as well as the Race Driver Cards. If you're not familiar, it's a little baseball cards and promotional material you get for your racing team. And lots of material there, too, with their uniforms and so forth, the racing team. So check them out when you get a chance. RaceDriverCards.com and ShortTrackNews.com. Steve, thanks a lot for helping out promote the show here on AnnouncerJoe.com. And last but not least, Chuck Gonzalez of CGPhotos.net. You see Chuck every weekend out of Ileana Motor Speedway, also out of Kankakee Valley Speedway, getting all the hot stock car shots you see on the website. Now, I wanted something to sort of spruce up the broadcast a bit and make that nice little photo shot on the front page, as the podcast supplier also allows graphics. And Chuck stepped right up there, set me up with some pictures, some great shots of dirt track action. I'll be looking into them throughout the season, too, to supply some more shots and great cover shots for our show. So once again, Chuck, thanks a lot. Check out cgphotos.net. A lot of racing pictures, as well as some wildlife pictures. Great photos by Chuck. Check them out at the racetrack every weekend. The photo booth, you got tons of fun things. All the photo buttons, all the photo paraphernalia you can have to promote your racing team. So three of our guys helping out this week. RaceStarPublications.com, ShortTrackNews.com, RaceDriverCars.com, and CGPhotos.net. Jump on their site for 4 second, fans. Say thank you. Say thanks for promoting local motorsports here on AnnouncerJoe.com and helping out the show. And now we welcome to the show Gail Camp from Camp Motor Speedway. Hi, Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Now, Gail, for our fans right now, to introduce them to Camp Motor Speedway, they're hearing the first time here on the World Wide Web. Where exactly is Camp Motor Speedway? Can you tell us a bit about the track?
Camp Motor Speedway is located in Boswell, Indiana, and it's right off of 352 between U.S. Highway 52 and U.S. Highway 41.
You guys do some very good things out of the track. I saw this last season. UMP, the United Midwest Promoters, actually named you Track of the Year and Promoters of the Year. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're really proud of that that achievement. That's driver voted, and it's nationwide in Canada, so we're really proud of that.
What type of things do you do that set you apart from everybody else to garner those honors?
Well, I get out and I visit with all the drivers out in the pits, and I visit with the fans, and Bob's there, readily accessible to them also, and we try to work out any problems that we have. And I think if you're just all around nice to people, that what goes around comes around, and we do a lot for the fans and try to do a lot for the drivers, and I think that's what got it best for us.
The fan-friendly environment is really great. Like I told you before we started the recorder, I actually brought my wife down there while we were dating beforehand, and she'd never been to a clay track before, did not understand the concept of driving on clay, and by the time we were done, she's a clay track fan, so we had a good time to ourselves.
Well, I can understand what she went through. The first dirt track my husband took me to, I told him never to take me back to another one, and now here we own one.
Well, life works in mysterious ways there, doesn't it? Right now, Gail, we're getting ready for the preseason. Of course, Camp Motor Speedway, quarter-mile clay track. Season starting up next week for you. How'd practice go this last week? We had open practice day.
I just have to correct you on one thing here, a 3/8 mile.
Okay.
Clay oval. The practice went great. We had close to 100 cars. It was a little bit chilly, but the track stayed really great, no dust or anything. And it was just really a good practice. We had a lot of good comments. We had a lot of cars from different areas, and it just was real nice.
Now, this weekend you start your opening season on Saturday. What's the plan for Saturday?
Well, Saturday we are still planning on racing. That depends on what Mother Nature does to us. We do have a regular program scheduled on Saturday, and our $20,000 K-Motion Valve Spring Point Fund starts on the 8th. And we have UMP late models. We have UMP modifieds. Our sportsman class is now UMP, and so is our street stock.
So you're totally UMP sanctioned now for all classes?
Totally UMP, yes.
That's not the K-Motion Valve Spring Points Fund. Yeah, that's really a generous points fund you have for a lot of drivers. That must draw a lot of attention for your track.
Yes, it does. It's a pretty good payout for all of them. The $20,000 is split between the four classes, the top 10 drivers in each class. I couldn't tell you offhand just exactly what they all get. I know the late model champion will receive $3,000. I'm not sure where it goes down from there without looking.
But a very good season, though. Right now we're looking at a couple special days you have on your schedule. I'm seeing the May 13th World of Outlaw Late Models. What's with the World of Outlaw Late Model class? Is that a special event for you every season?
This is our very first World of Outlaw race, and we're really looking forward to that one. Along with that, we're also going to have a UMP late model race that night, as well as the UMP modified race. We're just going to kind of see how this World of Outlaw goes, and we're just really looking forward to that. We're looking for a lot of big drivers down there. There's a World of Outlaw race at Farmer City the night before, so we're all looking for a good night there.
And, of course, another big night for you, June 17th, the UMP Summer Nationals, your 10,000 win race there, the late model class. Again, UMP Track of the Year and Promoters of the Year, that's got to be a huge show for you as well.
Yes, it is.
The Summer Nationals, for our fans who aren't familiar, I believe it's 29 races in 31 days this year. It's going to be a huge show, and the guys tour around and hit all the tracks in the area, so it'll be a great show for you this time. What other big shows you have scheduled for the year?
We also have the Camp 50, and that's actually Bob and I's race, and that's on September the 16th. It's 5,000 to win late model race. That's 50 laps. That's one of our big ones. We also have a couple Northern All-Star late model races scheduled. The last one of those is on September 30th, and that's our Fall Classic, which is the last race of the season. So all the classes pay more. We also have an Avery Henry Street Stock on the 1st of July, which will have fireworks that night. I know if a lot of people don't know, Avery Henry is the one that built that track, so this is a memorial to him. We have a special in there. We have another modified Ike Bowman Memorial special in there, a sportsman special. So we have a lot just scattered through there.
A lot of special events this year. Gail, we talked about the cars, and it's all UMP sanctioned. Well, how about some of the drivers? Who are some of the guys we're going to hear about this year from Camp Motor Speedway?
Well, we have the famed Dick Potts that runs with us. You know, he was inducted into the UMP Late Model Hall of Fame this year, so we always look forward to him. Our regular champions, Ted Lemus was our champion last year. We have Zach Carney's been there. Steve Barnett comes down, races with us. Brett Siebert has raced with us.
And say for a lot of our fans also that Crown Point Motor Speedway closed its last season. It's just about hours north. You've garnered a lot of drivers in that area too, so we'll see a lot of our Chicagoland drivers making the trip down to have a good time there on the clay at Camp Motor Speedway.
I think we will. I've seen a lot of those new faces on Saturday at our practice. A lot of them were from the Crown Point area.
This week, Gail, you start off your regular season. Let's wrap things up and tell the fans where to go to this week for the action for Camp Motor Speedway.
You need to come to Boswell, Indiana to Camp Motor Speedway.
What time does everything start for you?
Pits open at 3 o'clock. The grandstands will open at 5. Qualifying starts at 6:15. Regular racing starts about 7.
And Gail, one last time to check things out online. What's the website address for Camp Motor Speedway?
CampMotorSpeedway.com, and that's Camp with a K.
With the K, Camp Motor Speedway. Gail, I want to thanks a lot for joining us today here on AnnouncerJoe.com. We'll hope to see you at the track sometime this season.
I hope to see you also.
Hey, time for another quick pit stop here in the program. Once again, race fans, thanks a lot for tuning in this week to AnnouncerJoe.com. If I can get some help from you, I'd really appreciate it with a couple different factors here. First of all, I know podcasting is new to a lot of people. It's pretty much the new form of broadcasting on the Internet. No longer boundaries by the AM/FM degrees, how far the signal goes. We can now go worldwide on the World Wide Web. And I appreciate as we got some feedback from overseas and across country last week on show number one. If I can get some help, though, working on the ratings. This show actually rated number 37 last week, which is just awesome. We came in over 400 shows were in our category, so we popped into number 37. So that's all the feedback from all our listeners and fans tuning in. So I appreciate the bump up there. If we get some help, though, if you're not familiar with podcasting, the way it works out, if you're listening on my website, again, thanks for tuning in here, but on my website, that's an unrated player right there. That's just for me, myself, and I. That's all that knows about who listens to it if you're on my website. So if you get a chance, once you listen to the program, do me a favor, hit the Podomatic logo on the side there. That's my podcast supplier. When you hit the Podomatic logo, it'll take you to my Podomatic page. Press the play button. Then I get credit for this show being played. That's how I get credit, only once per computer, so you can't sit there and log on, log off a bunch of times. I appreciate the effort, but it doesn't work out that way, guys. But if you can, please jump over for a second, hit the Podomatic page, hit the play button so I get credit for a play there on my server as well. It'll move me up the ratings a bit, make it a little easier for the show to be seen on the Podomatic page. Also, if you have a chance, you see the spot for comments, emails, and mailing lists, pick one of those right there. Make a quick comment if you would. Tell them what you like about the show. Tell me what you like to hear. And so forth, because then the Podomatic people see that also, and I get a better rating system there as well. Once the ratings move up, we move up in the rankings. move up in the placement on the page. We're easier to find. So then that way more people get to hear this AnnouncerJoe.com program and hear more about the local Chicagoland motorsports. Also, if you would please, if you're a little familiar with the podcasting programs, I got accepted to iTunes this last week. It's the first show. It's not allowed on the page yet because I'm not that active yet on iTunes. But if you'd like to subscribe to the program, and by subscribing, what I mean is you sign up for it. It's a free service by iTunes. But when you subscribe using iTunes, every time I put a show on, you get it automatically. It should email you. Should download automatically if you have an auto-download on your iPod generator or your iTunes generator. But if you want the shows, you don't have to worry about looking it up or remember when the show comes up next. You subscribe to it. Then I put a show on, and you're automatically told that my show is up and ready to go again, so you can get to it right away then. Also, if we go through iTunes, just like the Podomatic deal, if you subscribe through iTunes, then iTunes rates me, puts me on the main page, and more people see our shows, more people hear about our Chicagoland drivers. So it helps all of us. It's a win-win-win situation all the way around. So I'd appreciate it that way. If you'd like to subscribe to the show and get it automatically every time it comes out, go to iTunes. And my iTunes page, I'll put the icon up as well. Just click on there and follow it through. Appreciate them both, so we'll try to keep the show moving forward. Just in week number two, we're already doing pretty well as far as the ratings go and the standings go. So we'll try to keep it going up and see if we can move up to a top 10 slot pretty soon here. And hey, who knows, even make a bid for number one. Knock a couple of those shows out of the top spot that have been there for a long time. Again, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Here on AnnouncerJoe.com. And hey, time to go racing this week. Here's a look at the calendar. Check out the action for your local tracks. Go out, support the sport. Get a program, get an autograph. Cheer the drivers on and let the sport grow. The Dells Motor Speedway has practices this weekend. The season opener opens up on 29th of April. Ileana practices from noon until dusk on Saturday. The first green flag drops on April 15th. Wisconsin's only NASCAR track at La Crosse has practice this week. Also, the season opener starts up on April 15th there as well. Lake Geneva has a Tournament of Destruction set for Saturday night. Racing starts on April 15th. Lake Village Motor Speedway has practice on Saturday with the Cabin Fever 100 on Sunday. That's a $1,000 win go-kart event on the 5th Mile Bank Clay Oval. LaSalle has practice on April 22nd, opening night April 29th. Madison International sets practice dates for April 29th and May 6th. Racing starts on the 7th of May. Mottville has week three of their season already. Saturday night, racing starts at 6. Plymouth adds new stands and a CRA show for June 11th. It'll be a non-points event. Practice starts on May 7th and racing on May 14th. That's a Sunday evening. Shady Hill, where the dirt stops and the clay begins, practices this weekend. The season starts next week for the points. Slinger Super Speedway opens up the gates on April 23rd. South Bend Motor Speedway smashes things up on April 15th with the Spring Fling Demo Derby, and racing starts off Friday night, April 28th. Wilmot, Wisconsin has practice set for April 22nd, 29th, and May 6th. The green flag flies in the season on May 13th. And Wisconsin International Raceway races begin on May 2nd with practice the week before on April 24th. Hey, that'll wrap things up. Thank you very much. Once again, I'm Joe Wells saying thanks for tuning in to AnnouncerJoe.com. Remember, this week the races get underway a lot of places. It's important to support the sport, so head out there, see a show, say hi to a driver, get an autograph, get a program. Always support the sport of local short track racing in the Chicagoland area. Once again, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on AnnouncerJoe.com. The boys are back in town.
Boys, back in time.